that's right. I know I've put everybody in a mood for a margarita today. That's right. It is National Margarita Day, but we are switching gears here this afternoon. And for this will be the fourth year, and I have, WCRS has helped the Make-A-Wish make for a lot more wishes to be made true because of the concert here in Greenwood. They started this 4 years ago, the Nashville Songwriters Make-A-Wish concert that will be going on Thursday, March 2nd. That's next Thursday. So Frank Elliott and his son AJ, and it's really all because of AJ that this even came about. So AJ, how did this come about?
Well, whenever I was about 8 years old, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And during that time, the Make-A-Wish Foundation granted me a wish, and I was able to go to Disney with my family. And it was a great trip, and we really just felt like we needed to give back. So for the past 4 years, we've been putting on this concert to raise money to give back to Make-A-Wish.
And in those 4 years, you certainly have grown a lot, AJ. Now, you know, some of the things that I remember from the very first time I interviewed you were that when you were trying to decide when you were granted to have a Make-A-Wish, one of the things that I always stayed with me and impressed me is that you knew what a difficult time it had been for your parents and your family. So you wanted to do something that everybody would enjoy.
Yes, that's right. I just really want to do something that the entire family could enjoy because, you know, it wasn't just me going through this experience.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty magnanimous. And Frank, you know, when he came up with going to Disney World and that was the reason, that had to blow you away.
Yeah, it did. But he's always been that kind of kid. And but it was special that he felt that way.
Absolutely. One of the other things, AJ, I always liked was the rest of the hotel that you stayed at, 24-hour ice cream. I remember things like that.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. Yeah. Middle of summer, you know, you're tired after being at the park all day, and then you come get back to where you're staying and just get some free ice cream. So it was pretty nice.
And you could have it for breakfast, too, right?
Yeah, you can have it whenever you want it, however much you want it.
That's pretty cool. Well, this year, it'll be the fourth year. Now, Frank, we really have some top-notch talent coming from the Nashville Songwriters this year.
Definitely do. Byron Hill is a big-time songwriter. He has had over 700 recordings of his songs. He's had 3 number one hits with George Strait, Alabama, and Gary Allen. And he has a long list of people who have recorded Ray Charles, George Strait, Kenny Rogers, Don Williams, Ann Murray, Doc Watson. I mean, the list goes on and on. But the most impressive thing on this list is 11 artists who have been inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame have recorded his songs.
That's huge.
It is.
And yet, he's written that, and yet he's not a household name.
Right.
And I think what makes this concert so neat is that you get to hear the person that wrote these songs, created these songs, and you get to, because of the venue at the Greenwood Community Theater, you actually get to, it's almost like you're having a one-on-one concert conversation with them. They tell you how they wrote the song, what they thought when they wrote the song. Aren't those some of the things that make it neat?
It is, and it does make it neat, and they always stick around afterwards and sign autographs, and we'll talk as long as people want to stay and talk. So it's pretty neat. And we also have John Ford Coley. Anybody that's as old as I am, or older, will definitely remember England Dan and John Ford Coley. Mm-hmm. I think they charted about 10 hits on the pop adult contemporary charts. I Really Love to See You Tonight, Love is the Answer, Sad to Belong, and had several other hits.
Sure. But it's interesting that a songwriter may not become a household name.
It is.
You know, and that when they're writing those songs and what they go through to pitch those songs to artists, and sometimes through my being able to interview and talk to, they may have thought that artist X would be the one to record that song, and that artist may say, no, I don't like that song. So they go on, and who ends up actually recording some of these songs?
Yeah, those are some of the neat stories that you hear at the show, is how a certain artist came about recording the particular song.
And it's tough work being a songwriter in Nashville, Tennessee. So I think some of that's what makes it so, part of what makes it so neat. The other thing that makes it so neat is then when they sing their own songs and put their interpretation to it. And you may know that song is a very famous song, but when they sing it, they give it their own interpretation and, shall we say, spin to it.
Yeah, that's true. And just being a big music fan, I've always been interested in hearing the songwriter's version of a song. Seems to be sometimes a little more heartfelt, I guess.
Sure. Absolutely. Now, this will be, you had to cancel the first one because we were afraid that was the snowstorm of 2017 was happening on that Saturday, right?
Right. You know, it was a tough decision, but just couldn't take a chance on that we did get the snow and then just ruined the whole thing, you know.
Sure. So now, how much money have you raised over the last three years? This is the fourth year, but the last 3 years going into this.
We're probably getting close to $10,000.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That is pretty awesome. Now, how does Make-A-Wish feel about what you guys are doing every year?
Oh, they're very... they love it. They're very supportive of us. They promote it on their end, and they like it because they don't have another event like this. They did say it was one of their more unique events that people do.
Sure. And, you know, they don't really now there have been, AJ, you're not the only one from Greenwood that has gotten a Make-A-Wish, have you?
I don't believe I am. I'm pretty sure there's one or two other people who have.
But I think, if I remember correctly, don't they do something like 140 a year? Is that about right?
I think
right?
That's what I remember from Make-A-Wish South Carolina, and it's probably more than that now. But yeah, we have met several from this area that have been granted wishes.
Sure, and it's a huge thing, not only for the child but for the family. And the nice thing about what y'all are doing, the $20 ticket fee goes entirely to Make-A-Wish.
That is correct. Thankful to some great sponsors like WCRS that help us out, and all these others that we have. We are able to pay all the expenses through sponsors, and so every ticket that is bought goes directly to Make-A-Wish.
That's right. And you know, and I do believe if somebody wanted to contribute and then not go, it'd be okay, right?
Definitely. They can call the theater box office and just make a donation to the event, or if they want to purchase a certain number of tickets that, you know, we could use to give away or whatever. But certainly if a person couldn't attend, certainly could give a donation.
That's right. And you'll know that all the money that you give that for the ticket sales and for that will be going to Make-A-Wish. So, AJ, where do you go to school now?
I'm at Emerald High School right now.
Okay. And you're what year now?
Ninth grade, so I'm a freshman.
Freshman. And how's your health?
I'm doing pretty good. I got a little sinus stuff going on, but other than that, I'm doing pretty well.
So your cancer is gone?
Yes, it's been gone for a few years now, so I'm doing pretty good.
Make sure you have when you've been through something like that, it makes you realize what other people go through, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, but I think it was kind of a good thing for me to go through that and just have that experience, because I'm able to relate to other people, and if they might, you know, if they're having problems with it, you know, I can be there to relate, you know, I can relate, and I can help them through that if they need it.
That's right. And so that's, this was really your idea, wasn't it? to well, do something. You wanted to do something.
Yeah, it was kind of me and my dad. We both wanted to give back, but thanks to some local business and some local musicians, we were able to organize something that we could give back.
And it's been very, very successful. I know it's going to be successful this year. It's coming up on March 2nd. Tickets are $20. Now, how do they go about getting the tickets, Frank?
You can call the Greenwood Community Theater box office at 229-5704. Or you can also go online at greenwoodcommunitytheater.com. Or you can get them at the box office itself.
At that night. So, and usually, and you know, afterwards, it's really neat too, because you get to talk to the artists. You get to, if you want to ask them questions, they are more than willing. And we really have to say a big kudos for the artists that are coming in for this: Byron Hill, John Ford Coley, because you pay the expenses, but they give the rest of it.
Yeah, they really don't make anything for what they, you know, traveling, what, the 8 hours or so from Nashville. They do get paid very little. I mean, it barely covers their expenses. But yeah, it's great that they're willing to do that. Actually, Byron Hill, you know, was here last year, and he called back wanting to do it again and offered to bring John Ford Coley. So that's how that came about.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. So this is what's going on. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know you want to contribute. The Make-A-Wish Foundation, if you do not know, Make-A-Wish of South Carolina, it costs about $7,000 per wish. So whether it's doing a vacation like what AJ and his family got, or whether it's a grand concertine piano, or whether it's a swimming pool, you know, the kids get to choose. And you know, I know from seeing some of the videos and everything, some of these kids have a tough time making up their mind what they want to do.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be. AJ, he tossed it around a little bit, but he was pretty firm on what he wanted to do from the beginning, I think, but because he had heard of other kids doing the Disney thing. But yeah, you know, you don't hear a lot about Make-A-Wish sometimes until you hear about a child doing a very unique wish or something. But yeah, they are a lot of neat ones.
And it is such a, now how did you feel, Frank, being the dad, when you got to do this? What did it do for your family?
Well, you know, like AJ said, the whole family went through this, and we have two other children. And he was cancer free before we did the wish. He was, you know, and so it was kind of a
closure
kind of a trip, you know. It's kind of ending that chapter, and a chance to kind of look back and look ahead at the same time. But yeah, it was very good timing, and it was good for the whole family.
That has to be something really, really hard to go through as a parent.
Yeah, it was definitely your biggest nightmare when you hear something like that. You know, he did have a good prognosis from the beginning, but the fact that he heard early on that he would be granted a wish was a huge encouragement to him. And it's like Make-A-Wish says, they believe that wish, the promise of that wish, aids in the healing process of a child, just because of the encouragement part of it.
Sure. Well, it's something to focus on, right?
Right.
Right, to the future, to the positiveness of life.
Right.
So that's pretty neat. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Don't you go away. If you got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. We are here with Frank Elliott and AJ Elliott and Make-A-Wish, the Nashville Songwriters Make-A-Wish Benefit Concert is coming up March 2nd. Great timing. It's a Thursday night, so it could be like a date night.
Exactly.
$20 for top, top, top entertainment right there at the Greenwood Community Theater. You will love it if you just get off your keister and go. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash, then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. We're sitting at the table with A.J. Elliott, freshman at Emerald High School, and with his dad, Frank Elliott, and we are talking about Make-A-Wish right here at coming up March 2nd. So, we wanted to give, who else is now? We've got the name, or the big names here, Byron Hill and John Ford Coley, but who else is playing, Frank?
We have Greenwood's own Stan Lockerbie and Keller Ridgway. They'll be playing together, which they often do, and they're both two phenomenal musicians, and they, if you are familiar with the Greenwood music scene, you have heard them, and I think they'll be a very good, great opening act leading up to the headliners.
Okay. All right. And then the concert starts at 7, so that's kind of good for a Thursday night.
It is. The headliners have planned to play 90 minutes, so I'm not sure how long we'll do the opening act, but it will not be a late show. We'll be done 9:30, 10 at the latest.
So that's another good thing about it. Now, the other part is you got some great sponsors that are helping out on this.
We do. As I mentioned before, this allows us to give 100% of the ticket sales to Make-A-Wish. We have Rush Heating and Cooling, who has been with us every year. Lakeland's Overhead Door, I think they've been with us every year. We have Montague's Restaurant, who feeds the performers before the show. We have Hickory Hill Milk. I think this is their second year with us.
Where are they out of?
It's Edgefield.
Edgefield?
Is where it's located, but their milk is available locally.
Mm-hmm.
They do the non-homogenized whole milk.
Oh, back in the old days,
yeah,
with the cream on the top.
They do, yes. Yeah, and they have fantastic chocolate milk as well. And then Lakeland's Ace Hardware. Annette Whitley is also helping us put this on this year, but she's been a sponsor and a promoter every year. New sponsor this year is Philip Biffle, Edward Jones Investments, Attorney Rock Wise, the Index Journal, the Hampton Inn helps us out with some rooms, and of course, WCRS.
Well, thank you very much. Absolutely. So anybody else, or is that complete your list?
I think that's it.
Well, that's a great list, and people that are committed to doing good things. So it's your job to go out and see this concert March 2nd. That's a week from tomorrow.
That's correct.
That's coming right up.
It is almost here.
It is almost here. So please go out and go to the concert. Please go. Treat yourself. For the $20 that you're going to pay for this, you'll get so much more back. You'll really get to see how the songs are created, what happens, the conversation. These guys love a receptive audience, and Greenwood always turns out to do that and makes them feel very welcome. $20 on March 2nd. You can get the tickets at the Greenwood Community Theater. That's where the event is, at the Greenwood Community Theater. You can give them a call, 229-5704. That's 229-5704. And if you'd like to just make a donation, that's okay too. You can call them and that'll go right to Make-A-Wish. So, Frank, Elliot, thanks for coming out today.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And AJ, congratulations. You got another year coming up here.
Yeah. Hoping it'll be a good one.
All right. I guess you want everybody to come out.
Yes, I do. Please come out.
Please come out. All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. That's going to do it for us. Don't forget, it's National Margarita Day. Bye-bye, everybody.